This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm really, really excited about today's episode because today's episode is a whole entire read for me. This episode, if it ain't for nobody, let me tell y'all, this episode is for me. I wasn't even praying about the episode when God told me what to talk about today. And when I tell y'all He read me for filth, that is exactly what happened. And I'm so excited to talk about this today because it's not about, like, you know, reading. You know, I make the joke by using a phrase and things like that, but there's so much freedom when God gathers us, and it's such a freeing place to be in when He gathers you when you weren't even looking to be gathered in that moment. Like, I was chilling, and He gave me the episode and also showed me some things. And so I'm excited, really excited to talk about this today because it's very, very relevant for me personally. But before we get into that, a couple of church announcements. One, I've been telling you guys for a while that Anchored Media had some new opportunities coming up. So COVID really threw a monkey wrench in my business, so to speak, because I had this whole plan in my mind for how I was going to come back and work with people one-on-one and help develop these shows from scratch, like all these things that I wanted to do. But because of COVID, I'm not able to serve at the level that I want to serve at in that capacity. So we had to pivot a little bit. We did our first webinar last week, and that's a part of our new virtual learning initiatives that we're going to be doing, where I'm going to be doing a lot more webinars, either free or lower cost, to teach people about podcasting. Of course, we have our YouTube channel. So just a shameless plug, make sure that you guys are subscribed to Anchored Media YouTube channel, as well as Tatum Tamia YouTube channel. I actually have a new video that just dropped, so check that out on Tatum Tamia's YouTube channel. I'll do the link and all of that stuff in the show notes. All right, back to the program though. I'm really excited about this program. It's called the Profitable Podcast Accelerator. So this is a very fast-paced program. It's 5 weeks. We're starting on October 1st, going all the way to October 31st. This program is for those who A, have a podcast already. We're not talking about launching a show. I'm teaching you how to take your existing show and make it profitable and help it reach more people. So A, I'm working with those who have a podcast, and B, those who have a business or something to sell. So I want to help you bridge the gap between that business and that podcast so that it's a lead generation machine for your business and it's making money. That's our goal. We're doing it very quickly. So if you've been podcasting for a while, not seeing the results that you want to see, or if you just launched your podcast, but it's not really taking off the way that you want it to, or supporting your business the way that you wanted it to, definitely check out the accelerator. I'm going to be working with everybody in that group to really help them meet their podcast goals. I'm extremely excited about it, like I said, and I'm ready to get to work. Okay. I'm so ready to get to work because I'm tired of people thinking that because they don't have the following, or they're not a celebrity or quote unquote a small podcast, that they have to stay that way. Like, I want to show all of you guys what I've learned over the last 3 years with my show, as well as the strategies that we've used to take other shows that we work with to the next level. So go to anchoredmedia.com/PPA. P as in Profitable Podcast Accelerator, PPA. The link will be in the show notes for that. We get started on October 1st, so definitely go there. It's a first come, first serve basis. I'm only working with a set amount of people. I want to be able to give everybody individual time and attention, even though it's a group program. So definitely apply ASAP. We turn around decisions very quick, and then the seats are on a first come, first serve basis. And once we fill up, that's it. I might do it again. I might not. It depends. But I'm really, really excited again about the program. All right, let's get into today's episode, y'all. I may change the title of today's episode by the time that this actually posts, but when I wrote this in the notes section of my phone, I didn't even have time to like get my computer out. I didn't have time to go find no notebook or no journal to write in. Like, God was really gathering me, and all I had at that point was my cell phone to start taking notes. So the working title of today's podcast is For Those Who Are Tired of Trying to Have It All Together. I could name it Those Who Are Struggling with Perfectionism. I could name it How to Finally Beat Perfectionism Once and For All. It could be How to Tame Your Inner Hustler. Like, there's so many different ways that I could title this episode. So we'll just see what happens by the time this posts. But this subject matter, I'm trying to even think where to start. I ain't got no points for y'all today. I'm just going to talk. I'm going to talk to those who identify with where I'm going with this. Like, I've been very transparent about just me trying to make sure that I'm serving all of the things that God blessed me with excellence, right? I've never had a baby before, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to be a great mom, how to balance that blessing with my marriage, with my business, with making sure that I'm taken care of, and just understand, like, I understand that these are all things that God has blessed me with. Right? They are all amazing things. But if I'm being honest, it's very tough. And this stress behind it, to be real, started when I was pregnant, and I was open about it during those episodes after I announced my pregnancy, just feeling like I was racing against the clock, so to speak, because I was trying to have so much together before the baby came. And so these transitions have really been difficult for me because It's requiring a new level of Tatum. And a lot of you guys have asked, and I believe the question is rooted in the same reason why I've been struggling with it. But y'all have asked me, like, you know, how are you balancing it all now? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm trying new things every week. I have a self-evaluation day every week where I look at what worked, what didn't work. I make adjustments for the week that's coming up. And I'm trying to simply figure it out. But with those good intentions of wanting to serve all of the things that God has blessed me with and excellence, it comes a lot of stress. And to be honest, some overwhelm. And where I get frustrated at is like, you know, God, I know that the fact that I am stressed and overwhelmed at times is something is wrong. And every week as I'm going through my evaluation period, I get rid of the stress and overwhelm by trying to see what worked and what didn't and make adjustments for the week that's coming up. But sometimes it still leads to overwhelm. Like, I might be burnt out. It's Wednesday. I'm tired. I only have one more day to work because Friday the baby is home all day and not at grandma daycare. So it's like my My time to work has been cut down drastically, but my goals and ambitions ain't got cut down at all. They're actually a lot bigger. And so it's, for me, it's been a tough space of like, God, I know we go from glory to glory, but like, what, how can I better manage this level? Because I don't want to peak here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want this to be it. Like, this is great, but I know you have more for me. So like, how can I make sure that I'm mastering this in a way that honors you and serves you well so that I can be prepared for whatever you have next and also just enjoy the journey as a whole. And I know that any of you guys who may have wear multiple hats can identify with this feeling. Like, this is real. And I personally, like, let's talk. Personally, I get tired of seeing people act as if it's that easy or is that simple, right? They got the perfect curated family photos, the perfect feeds, the perfect quotes that go along the perfect picture, and everything is so smiley and great. And oh, marriage, business, life, money, motherhood is so perfect. That's BS. Because none of it is that pretty. You know what I mean? It's not that pretty. It takes a lot of work. And it takes a lot of trial and error to get the system that works for you and your lifestyle. And I get a little frustrated sometimes because I'm like, God, where can I find this system? Like, where is the system? And how, in the system for Tatum, I'm talking about for me. God, where is the system for me so that I am not burnt out early, so that I'm not overwhelmed, so that I'm not stressed out? Like, it hurts me to feel like I'm doing a disservice to you, because the root of it for me is not perfectionism. I'm not trying to be perfect. That's a waste of time. I'm not trying to be perfect, but I'm trying to honor God. And so for me, if I don't do something well, I look at it as if I didn't do right by my father, and that bothers me. This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. As we adjust to this new normal and we're slowly getting back into a new swing of things, whatever that may look like, we still have to be smart about the way that we're going about our business. And luckily, there's Stamps.com to make things a lot easier. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months. They've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid those large crowds at the post office all from their computers. What's even more amazing is that Stamps.com offers UPS services with discounts up to 62% and no residential surcharges. I love Stamps.com because you get great discounts, you save a lot of money on postage, you save time, and you don't have to worry about those tight spaces and the hectic hustle and bustle of the post office. And it's really just a no-brainer altogether, right? They save you time and money, and who doesn't need more of that? Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in blessed. That's stamps.com. Enter blessed. Let's get back to the show. And I know that there are a lot of you guys who are listening who are in a similar space. You know, you put a lot of pressure on yourself, and it's well-intentioned, right? It's well-intentioned because you do want to do right by God. You want to serve him well. And so you're trying to just strive and make sure that you're moving in a way that he needs you to, but you're very tired and overwhelmed in the process. Like, I feel you. I totally understand. And that's been a plight of mine for the last month and some change, just trying to figure out how is this going to work. And so when I was just chilling and minding my business and God already knowing what's on my heart without me having to ask, he really broke some things down for me. And I'm just going to take you where he took me and in an effort to hope that it frees you the way that it did me. Because like I said, I ain't got no points. I'm still figuring this out. I don't have the answers, but I had a new revelation that brought me a lot of peace. And I wanted to come on here today and share it with you guys. If you haven't noticed by now, one of my favorite words is excellence, and to be excellent. That's one of the core values that I personally have for myself, where excellence is something that I strive for. I strive to do everything well, because I want to honor God well. And so as I was just minding my business, God told me to make sure that my desire to be excellent is well placed. And what he meant by, so he actually took me to 1 Peter 2:9. So 1 Peter 2:9 in the English Standard Version says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And what God revealed to me is that a lot of us, and I'm just going to talk about me, a lot of us, or me in particular, Tatum, I needed to make sure that my desire to be excellent because I want to please God, I need to make sure that I'm understanding who's the excellent one here, right? I'm not the excellent one. God is. So again, in the scripture, it says that you may proclaim the excellencies of him. And so I'm like, wow, there's where the overwhelm came from. That's where the stress came from, because I'm trying to put myself in a position that I wasn't meant to be in. I wasn't built to be excellent. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, God is the excellent one. God is the excellent one. And I hope it frees you as much as it freed me, because I was trying so hard to make sure that, and from a good place though. And sometimes our intentions and the outcome of it get disconnected somewhere. And so for me, where it's gotten disconnected is that my intentions are right. I want to please God. That's my desire. That's why I work so hard. That's why I'm always evaluating and seeing where I need to change so that I am a good representation of him, so that I am a good steward over what he has given me, so that I am making sure that I show up right. But it's a lot of I just said the word I a lot of times, right? It's a lot that's focused on me and not enough focused on him. And I'm using him as an excuse, or him as my reason, but it's not totally connecting with the actions, because in my actions, I'm trying to make Tatum excellent. When Tatum isn't excellent, God is. I'm supposed to proclaim the excellencies of him, not of me, if that makes sense. And so again, it's so crazy how we could have these great intentions and they get thrown off. But that's why it's important to make sure that you have the Holy Spirit and to make sure that you are in a place where you're constantly communicating with God and you have an ear to him so that he could course correct you. And we'll get to that in a second. But he had to remind me, Tatum, you're supposed to proclaim my excellencies. You're stressing yourself out because you're trying to do something you weren't built to do. You're built to be at my feet. You're built to be led by me. You're built for my excellencies to be proclaimed, not yours. And I was like, whoa, okay. That makes a lot of sense. And it's so freeing. It's so freeing. And so, but as my mind is blown and I'm talking to God at this point, I'm intrigued because I'm like, wow, I can't believe I was getting it wrong. But then I was like, well, God, what about Colossians 3:23? Because that's another scripture that I use to justify how hard I was working and how hard I was striving. And so Colossians 3:23 in the English Standard Version says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." So I'm like, God, I'm working heartily. I'm working with all my heart here because I'm working for you and not for man. But what happened was I went and looked up the word heartily. And so heartily, of course, means to do from the heart, with all the heart, with sincerity, with zeal, actively, vigorously, willingly. So these are the dictionary definitions of the word heartily. This episode is brought to you by Fiverr. I know we're all trying to save money right now and just be as efficient as possible as it relates to our business. And Fiverr's online marketplace is an awesome way to make sure that you're efficient, because they connect businesses with freelancers that's offering hundreds of digital services. So whether you need graphic design, copywriting, editing, whatever it is that you need, you're able to connect with freelancers in such a convenient way at such an affordable rate. I've personally been using Fiverr ever since I got into business. So if I need a logo made, if I need some type of print collateral done, even more recently as I'm editing podcasts, or if I'm working with clients and I need their podcast edited, I use Fiverr to find me a freelancer that gets the job done. The quality of their freelancers is amazing. And there's another great thing about them is they're flexible, right? So whatever project that you need a freelancer for, you can go to Fiverr. There's no long-term commitment, any retainers or anything like that. That flexibility is there. And I feel like that's what a lot of us really need in these times. So check out Fiverr, you guys, at fiverr.com and receive 10% off your first order by using my code BLESSED. Find all the digital services you need in one place at fiverr.com, code BLESSED. Again, that's fiverr.com, code BLESSED. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. There is a lot going on in the world right now. I mean, as I talked about in this episode, a lot of us just may have a lot going on that we have to show up for, and we just need someone to talk to sometimes. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for us. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. And so for me personally, this was really helpful for me because I have a busy schedule. There's a lot going on. And honestly, because I have so much going on, I find myself not even worried about or trying to go to counseling because it's not a lot that's offered at the convenience that fits my life. But the great thing about BetterHelp is that they connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and online environment. It's super convenient, and then you can get the help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is available worldwide, so wherever you are in the world, they are available for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything you say is completely confidential, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today, you guys? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess where your needs are and get attached with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. So I'm like, all right, God, that's what I've been doing. Like, you know, that's what I've been doing, Lord. Like, I've been working with zeal and actively. Like, I'm not upset at none of the blessings that you've given me. I'm not doing this lazy. I'm doing this with my heart because I want to serve you well. And I don't want to be one of these people out here that's just speaking a good game and using you as marketing. Like, I want to be out here where my life, online and offline, in the secret places, reflects what you want it to reflect. Like, I'm working hard here to be a steward over what you've given me, because I want to please you. But then as I look deeper into the word heartily in the concordance, the Greek definition of the word, check this out, y'all. The Greek definition of the word means to accept gladly. To accept gladly. To receive. To properly receive. Y'all, I was using this scripture to, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for man, to fuel my hustle, so to speak, or to fuel my busyness, to fuel my work ethic, is the better word. I was using this to fuel my work ethic, and it was leading to me being drained and me being empty. But the root of the scripture isn't to do, it's to receive. And he took me back again. My job, he's the excellent one. My job is to proclaim his excellencies. And so when I'm working, I need to work from a place of receiving. I need to work from a place of receiving. I can't be empty if I always have a posture of receiving. I can't be empty if the excellencies I'm proclaiming are God's and not mine. And God had to be even more clear with me. God said, I am excellent, not you. You are a perfectionist and an overachiever who is trying to paint the desire to please, paint it as a desire to please me when it's really a desire to please your flesh. Your flesh needs to see results. Your flesh needs to get that gratification from achieving. Your flesh needs to feel like you're knocking things off of your to-do list. So your overwhelm is rooted in you trying to be something that you were never created to be in the first place. Your role is to tap into my excellence and not be excellent yourself. Y'all, I could about throw this microphone. I said, well, read me, God. I'm here for it. My edge is already gone. Okay? Messing with this postpartum hair loss. My edge is already gone. God, take the rest. Like, my mind was blown. And I'm sending a friend of mine, like, voice memos because I'm just like, I got to tell somebody this before I even get to the show. I gotta tell somebody this because this was so freeing to me. This was so freeing to me. And so many of us are in that space and we have good intentions. Like I said, right? You're trying to serve in all of these areas. You're trying to serve in ministry and serve at your household. And now because of COVID, you got to be the homeschool teacher, the cook. You still got to show up for your business. You got your 9-to-5. You got to still keep it sexy for your man. You got all of these things to do. You got to try to keep yourself in the right frame of mind with all of this that's going on. And it can get overwhelming. And a lot, like I said, a lot of us have these good intentions. So we're trying to do all of these things well, but we're trying to do something we were never created to do in the first place. We have to tap into his excellencies. But with that, though, I said, okay, God, I'm hearing you. My mind is blown, right? This is like some good stuff. But what does that look like? Because this is new revelation for me. And I don't want to get so blown away by the revelation that I lose sight on how to apply it. Because if I was to then continue on like this, then this, you would have wasted your time with me. And so I want to make sure that now that I understand this and you're showing me the error of my ways, now what does that look like practically for me moving forward so that I don't find myself back in this space? And so God says it all comes down to a few things. It's very simple. And when he told me this, I was like, bruh, Lauryn Hill ain't know she was prophesying when she said it could all be so simple, but we rather make it hard. God said it's as simple as this. You do what I tell you to do and you get out of your head about it. I was like, no, surely it got to be more complicated than that. He said, no, you do what I tell you to do and get out of your head about it. Period. And he said, then do it with an attitude and an ear. So I was like, okay, an attitude and an ear. Let me go look up attitude real quick. Listen, y'all, friends, sisters, brothers, cousins, blessed and bossed up listeners. I looked up attitude. An attitude is defined as a settled way of thinking that is typically reflected in a person's behavior. This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare offers creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. These lessons can help you stay inspired, express yourself, and introduce you to a community of millions. I personally believe that right now it's important for all of us as entrepreneurs, as people, to make sure that we are really refining the skills that we have. We've seen so many businesses go out of business. We've seen people lose their jobs. And so right now it's important to develop a skill that you could turn into a business or develop new skills that you could use to keep your business afloat during this difficult time. And that's the great thing about Skillshare. They have so many classes where you could just sit and learn with a community of people who are trying to learn just like you. One of my favorite threads within Skillshare is their marketing, right? So y'all know I love marketing, and it's the one of the biggest questions that I get about business. And I believe that it's the biggest asset that you can add to your business is really understanding marketing, because marketing is what's going to drive those sales and get you that money, right? And so Skillshare has so many classes on personal branding, SEO, storytelling, product marketing, social media marketing, brand management. There are so many courses. And what's even better is you get to learn all of that at an affordable rate. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/blessed. That's 2 whole months of unlimited, no limit, y'all, unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So whatever you need to learn to make sure that you're growing your business, that you're growing in your personal life, you get 2 months of unlimited access to those for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/blessed. That's 2 free months, y'all. I can't say it enough, but unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Attitude means a settled way of thinking that is typically reflected in one person's behavior. So God says that we need to have an attitude and an ear. So obey him first. So he says, it comes down to doing what I told you to do and getting out of your head about it. He says, do it with an attitude and an ear, a settled way. Do it with a settled way of thinking. And so when I read this definition, settled, there's nothing chaotic about settled. There's nothing overwhelming about settled. There's nothing that's anxious about settled. Settled means that you have a peace in the way that you think, right? You have peace in the way that you think, and it's reflected in a person's behavior. So if you're obeying God, you have to be settled in that. If you're obeying God and you have an attitude about it, then you're settled in the fact that this is his. This is his vision. This is his business. This is his child. This is his house. This is his marriage. This is not for me. This is for him. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to have it all together. It's a benefit and a privilege that I have because of the God that I serve. So all I need to do is keep being humble me, keep being me that's at his feet, keep being me that don't deserve this, but he called me anyway, keep being me and proclaim his excellencies. And that's where my peace is going to come from. That's where my relaxation in this is going to come from. That's when I'm going to be more excited about what he has me doing, as opposed to being so stressed out about how I'm going to do it all. Now I'm able to approach life understanding that it's an honor and a privilege to serve God. It's an honor and a privilege to give birth to his son. It's an honor and a privilege to become one with the man that he created me to be and to nurture that union for the rest of my life. It's an honor and a privilege to have a business that makes me money, that supports me, and I get to do it God's way. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to have a platform like this where I can open my mouth and God speak through me, and I don't got to conform to nobody. I don't got to change the way I talk. I don't got to be more proper or code switch for me to show up and speak for God. I don't have to sell any ownership away for me to be able to be successful. I don't have to do any of those things. I get to live like this because of him. And it's because of him, not because of me. All I did was make a decision to say yes, but that's, to be very clear, that's all I did. And then I'm going to continue to proclaim his excellencies. And if I'm weak, I'm going to tap into his strength. And if I need guidance, I'm going to tap into his word and his Holy Spirit. So again, it's the attitude. He said, do it with an attitude. So I have to be settled in that way of thinking that it is his excellencies that I'm proclaiming and not my own. So there's no reason for me to be overwhelmed and overworked, because it's not my strength that I'm tapping into. And it's not me that I'm building up. I'm tapping into him. And so again, he says to do it with an attitude and an ear. So when it comes to an ear, what he was saying was, work settled, that is his excellencies that I'm tapping into, work settled, that he is God and he has it all figured out, be settled in that and have my behavior match that. Because remember, the attitude is reflected in your behavior. So if your behavior is giving stress and overwhelm and all of these things, then that means that there's something missing with your attitude. That means that there's a disconnect between what you say you're doing and who you say you're doing it for and how you're actually showing up. And that's what it was for me. That's how we got here. There was a disconnect because I said that I was doing all of this for God. I was working so that I can be excellent in all the things that he has blessed me with. But that wasn't my job. My job wasn't to be excellent. It's to proclaim his excellencies and to receive it. Because remember, heartily means to receive. I wasn't meant to pour out from an empty vessel. If I'm constantly working in a place of receiving, because again, Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. So for me to work for the Lord and not for men, I have to have a posture of receiving. So for me to be saying that, and what was reflecting in my behavior was me being burnt out halfway through the week and stressed and trying to figure out how am I going to be able to do all of this. There was a disconnect. And I'm so grateful for God that he took me here and he took me through this process that I'm explaining to you guys so that I can understand where I'm getting it wrong and so that I can course correct. And that's the last part of it. He says that you need to have an ear for real-time instruction. We've talked a lot on this show about minimizing outside noise so that you can hear from God. And we're going to keep talking about it because that's another area where a lot of us get it wrong. There's too many voices in us. There's too many voices that have access to influence our decisions. And we need to have an ear for God. So because I have an ear for God, and thank God I got this part right, because I have an ear for God, he was able to course correct me and say, Tatum, I appreciate the fact that you are doing this, quote unquote, for me, but you're going about it wrong. I'm so grateful that to have an ear for God to where he could correct me in that way. And now I could do things differently. Now it's Tuesday. I'm recording this. I'm nowhere near burnt. I got a lot of energy today. Like today has been a great day. I woke up on time. I worked out. I'm so productive in my business today. I got one more meeting and then I'm done for the day. I got everything done that I needed to. I ain't need a whole bunch of coffee or caffeine or a nap. Like I've been out here making it happen, y'all, because I'm not pouring from an empty cup right now. I've changed my posture based on the revelation that God gave me. And I knew I had to get on this platform and talk about this because I want to relay that out to anybody else who may be in that space. The well-intentioned person who wants to do right by God, but there's a disconnect. The person who may be going through transitions and it's overwhelming, whatever your transition may be. Maybe it's going from a 9-to-5 to your job, to a full-time entrepreneurship. Maybe it's you're elevating in your career. Maybe it's you're getting married. Maybe it's you're pregnant and you're getting ready to start a family. Whatever your transition may be, a lot of times it can be overwhelming. But we have to, again, make sure that we're tapping into his excellencies. And real quick, going back to making sure we have an ear for him. If you haven't, there's this documentary on Netflix, y'all. It's called The Social Dilemma. They're not a sponsor by any means. I was just on Netflix and I watched it. A friend of mine told me about it and we were talking about it. It goes, it's a bunch of former executives or employees, higher level employees from all of the social networks who are talking about the dangers of social media. How something that did start off good intentioned is now something that's created a life of its own, so to speak, and just how it's these social networks' job to predict and influence our behavior so that they can sell those predictions or those behaviors to advertisers, right? So if they can get us to do whatever, then they can then sell that to the advertising companies. And that's how they make all of this money. So we out here just living our little lives online and giving them so much information about us to then use and manipulate us to make money off of our behaviors. That's pretty much what they're doing. And I already knew this, But I didn't know how deep it went until they really broke it down. Like, this documentary is bomb because it's like half drama, half documentary. And so they have the part where the people are explaining to you what's going on. And then they have the drama part where they're acting it out so you could actually see and what that looks like as far as how that plays out into your day-to-day life. And in me now being a mom, this was really, really important for me because, I mean, I grew up without social media. So I'm the millennial who social media came out when I was like older. So I still went outside. I still played and things like that. I didn't grow up with technology. I watched cartoons on Saturday mornings, mixing my cereals together and was living my best little young life. Instagram came out. I was in college. I forgot where I was when Facebook came out. But we were doing like when social media stuff really came out, we was doing like Black Planet, MySpace, and it was so new, it wasn't like that big of a deal. Like, it was something we did, but it didn't run our lives the way that social media runs a lot of the young people's lives now, in a way that is created though to run all of our lives. And they do that, just watch it. Like, I'm not even about to sit here and tell you the whole thing, but go and watch it. And it just, my mind went so many places when I was watching it, but for the sake of what we're talking about today, it just further shows the lengths that these companies go to, these tech companies go through to influence us and manipulate us. And that noise, and really it's the enemy. It's the enemy's playground right now. It's the enemy's playground right now. And all of these things that are seemingly innocent on the surface level or that you think you have control over are designed to make you think you have control over them, but they're really manipulating you on the back end. And that's further taking us off of what God has us to do. And it's further noisying up our lives to where we don't have that sharp ear for the Holy Spirit the way that we need to. So I don't want to go too on and on, but I had to come on here and share this with you guys because there are some of you guys that need to be free from your spirit of excellence is what I guess I'll call it. You need to be free from that overachiever mindset. You need to be free from that doers and goer, mover and shaker type of mentality and behavior. And really go back to the basics and making sure that you're tapping into His excellencies and not your own. So that wraps up another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Tell me on Instagram, y'all, if y'all feel me. Because this episode, it wasn't about no points. I just wanted to share the revelation with you that God shared with me because it really freed me, but also gave me a strategy to go back. And let me actually repeat the strategy for you guys on what now, how you need to move to make sure that you're tapping into His excellencies. So going back, it says that it all come. He said that it all comes down to doing what He tells us to do and getting out of our head about it. And then doing that with an attitude, so a settled way of thinking, and an ear, meaning an ear to hear Him in real time. So follow us at Blessed and Bossed Up on Instagram, y'all, and comment on our posts and send me a DM. Post this episode in your stories. Like, tell us if this freed you the way that it did me, because I knew that I was taking a little bit of a risk coming on here and sharing, but I knew I had to. So let me know if this blessed y'all the way that it blessed me, and because I know we all in this together. So again, that wraps up another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.